the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right. Good morning, Chicago. All right. Let's turn this up a little bit more. Now. More better. There we go. All right. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call. It's 877-711-5611. And you have a problem with your house? Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Ron Cowgill. That's me talking about myself in third person, which is great. Rich is off today, so I will be filling in as best as possible with the Tip of the Week. In the second hour, we're going to talk to Mr.'s Floor, Aaron and Igor. Those boys will be stopping in to catch up with us. It's been a busy summer, so we figured we'd visit with them a little bit and see what's going on. And of course, Clutter Clarity. Can't forget that. In the third hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we're also going to talk to John Daniels from Smart 265 and find out what Smart 265 is from them. And that'll be it for the entire 3 hours. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And of course, you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. That number again, 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. .com. There you go. All right. I guess Robbie got caught by some stoplights or something. I'm not quite sure. Are you all set up there, Lisa?
I think I am.
You are?
Except,
okay.
Do I have a live mic?
Yeah, you're going. You might need to turn up the volume there. Whoa! Check out. Oh, I saw the red light on your fingernail. And I thought, geez, that's some.
She's on fire.
That's some bright nail polish.
That's a hot mic.
So what are you sliding over there for?
Well, should I be on this mic?
You should be like standing in the middle more so that, yeah, bring the mic over to you.
Oh, because the cameras.
Yeah, and then, yeah,
forgot
see.
About the camera. Well, see, I was doing the computer thing.
Yeah, do you need me to go out and get my heat gun out of the truck?
What, to dry my hair?
Yeah.
I actually have not used a blow dryer probably in 12 years.
Really?
Even during the polar vortex.
Really?
You know, it dries.
That's what I say.
Right?
It just dries.
You know, we have probably had the same hairstyle techniques,
yes,
but just different results.
Okay. That could be. Well, that voice is Lisa Albrecht, and got some very exciting news the other day that I didn't know about. And
yeah, I didn't realize you didn't know.
That was so cool to read. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, nothing against the other company you were with. It's a great company, and I'm sure you feel the same way. But
yes,
just to see the evolution of where you started from and how you came through this, to see you step off on your own and start your own company, to me, is just really, really cool.
Yeah, so what you're alluding to is that I've left my former employer, and I started my own company called Albright Solar,
mm-hmm,
which is a little play off my name.
Oh, yeah.
So my name is technically pronounced Albrecht.
Correct.
But my grandparents disagreed in how to pronounce my name. So as a child, I had no idea. Teachers would ask me how to say my name, and I said, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So I answered to Albright. 50% of the time I say Albright, 50% of the time I say Albrecht.
Really?
And so my company name is actually Albright, but spelt the solar is a sunshiny way, A-L-L-B-R-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a nod to my grandmother, who was a pretty amazing woman in her day.
Excellent.
Did you know, actually, so my grandmother was from Minnesota, and she was widowed with five children.
Whoa.
And it was illegal at the time for a woman to have a job.
Really?
If she was widowed.
Okay, how's she
supposed to... counterintuitive, exactly.
How are you supposed to survive then?
I don't know. She was a school teacher before my grandfather died, and then once he died, she was legally not supposed to work anymore.
Holy smokes.
So she was pretty...
A trailblazer,
pretty awesome woman. I wish I had known that as a teenager before we lost her, because I was too dumb to ask good questions.
Yeah, I think that...
She was pretty... She was... Can I swear?
No.
Okay.
No.
She was a pretty amazing woman. We'll just use that.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for not swearing.
I can't figure out this microphone stand.
No? Is it? It's a little awkward.
Robbie has toys.
Oh, no. She brings in all kinds of stuff.
Good Lord, woman.
Uh-huh. She's bringing in show and tell.
She's an example of clutter. Yeah. She's bringing her clutter with her. There's the clutter clarity. She brings it with her.
Yes. Yes. That's for Trixie did that for you.
Dang.
Trixie sets you up. She does like you. She brings you breakfast.
Dang.
She sets you up with a water bottle every morning.
I do like that.
But she didn't set up your headset. So.
That's okay. That's okay.
So that's the way it goes.
That mic is more forgiving than I realized.
Hi.
There you are.
Yeah. What,
no.
She
no.
Well, we can hear you. You just can't hear you.
Hi, Lisa Albright.
Good morning. How are you, Robbie?
Albright Solar.
Albright Solar.
Isn't that
actually
cool?
Okay,
it is.
Okay,
here's my favorite part. My website is albright.solar.
Wow.
Right? How awesome is that? I'm not a boring.com or .net or .org. I'm a .solar. Just in case you're not clear what my company does.
Right.
.solar.
How are we spelling bright?
B-R-I-G-H-T, like
okay.
The sun.
Because sometimes it's B-R-I-T-E.
I decided not to be cutesy.
Like the light bright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was surprised that was waiting for me.
Yeah.
Nobody had that domain name. It just was like it was waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was my name.
It was all supposed to be.
It was. It was.
So how long you've been doing this now?
August 1st is my official first day.
That was you stepped off?
Yep.
You took that very scary step?
Yep.
And
yep.
didn't have to go to work anymore
yep.
or go to an office. And
she has to go to work a lot now.
Yeah, yeah right. I never leave.
But you work out of your house, I would assume.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. And then the goal is that once I'm more established, I'll be able to bring on more salespeople. My goal ultimately is that I will be able to bring on, let's say, moms that need flexibility in their day, that would like a job and a career, but need to be able to have that flexibility to come and go, drop off kids. Solar would be a perfect fit for them.
What does Albright Solar do? I missed a minute from Carr here. So if
you missed a lot.
We actually didn't talk about that part.
Yeah. Didn't miss a lot.
Yes,
talked
you
about
did.
My amazing grandmother.
See?
So you did.
See, I told you. You think I'm you think I'm kidding.
I literally from there to there, and I parked at the front door.
Yeah. And you missed, I'm telling you, you missed a lot. There was a good story in there.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry I did miss.
She can you listen could tell to me, the podcast.
You
yeah.
could tell me
the
at the break.
Right?
But I'd have to show her how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. does Albright Solar do?
So I will design and sell solar installations, primarily residential, small commercial. And then I'll be working with the exact same crew that I worked with for 11 years to do the installation work. So I will subcontract the work out, but I will do all the design work. There's a lot of national players who are coming to the market who have different business models who will really lease systems. But I'm going to tailor to people who are going to want to own their installation and not just rent it from somebody else.
Was he trying to give us a signal of some sort?
It did look like a signal.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Peace to you too, Randall.
Peace, brother.
Yeah. Nice haircut.
And fresh meat's back there ready to go.
This is a very zen place here. Though.
Yes.
So maybe you could tell us after the break. I don't know. But designing, I mean, don't you just pop some panels on a roof?
It's that easy. Yeah.
Thank you. So that's what I don't know.
I'm playing a major game of Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Real life Tetris. So I'm trying to get a very large rectangle, typically on another rectangle, but frequently on a bunch of triangles.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that it can fit. And then I need to look to make sure that it fits electrically, that it's compatible with your home electrical system. And it's optimally designed so that it's not sitting behind a tree, things like that.
So I would venture that it's actually harder to get all the prep work done. And once you get to the actual part of installation, that's the easy part when it comes to solar.
Yeah, we can do that work in 3 days.
It's what leads up to that installation that can be a nightmare. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Lisa's sitting in for Rich, and thanks for coming in this morning, Lisa.
Indeed.
And we'll be back after this. We'll talk a little more solar and find out a little bit more what Albright Solar is doing. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I don't know if y'all realize.
Where's the radio station logo thingy? The billboard
is
deal.
Mighty House.
Randall, where's the little billboard deal that comes in? You know, like, listen to Mike Novak tomorrow from 9 to 11. Or Bill Turk is on with Carrie Kendall. That comes on after it. You didn't give us any of those leaders coming in.
I do not control the log.
Ah, see, okay, fine. That's what I was expecting, you know, stuff like that. So, in the meantime, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor Helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if you want to join us on Patreon, you can do that also.
I heard you do it before when I wasn't here. One of you did it.
Yeah, he did it.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was Andrew sitting in here.
If you go to Patreon.com/MightyHouse, you can join us there, help support the show, and enter a chance to win a Klein tool. Every month we have a new Klein tool that we're giving away. This month is the Klein tool hybrid pliers that we're giving away. And so go to patreon.com/mightyhouse and sign up right there. It's $1 a month and you're off and running. So get that rolling. All right. El Rich.
What?
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 Rich is where, Ron?
Good morning.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Are you driving through Alligator Alley right now?
No, I'm actually standing in front of the airport. When you Skyped me, I was looking for a jam parking space. standing out in front of Fort Lauderdale Airport, getting ready to take the little hop over to the islands.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
So,
well, cool.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call in real quick, say thank you to Lisa for sitting in for me, and kind of missing because I didn't know she started her own company. So happy for her.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She definitely paid her dues, so it's about time.
Yes.
It's a little scary because 2 weeks in, I actually got hit by a car on my bicycle. So then I took 3 weeks of medical leave. So I'm off to a little bit of a slow start. But if
you're
I had been self-employed,
owning your own company really quick too.
Yeah,
that works.
If I hadn't been self-employed, I couldn't have taken that time off.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No.
That's cool.
Yep. So.
Not cool. Hit by a bike.
No, I was on the bike
hit by
a car.
Car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
yeah. That
bad.
Part was not cool.
That's bad.
Yeah. So,
were you in a bike lane or riding your bike on the street?
I was in a bike lane. I don't know what happened. We were looking for the footage. I was unconscious.
Came from nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
She has no memory of it.
California, Milwaukee. But those cool new pliers you were talking about. So I need to have a tooth extracted because I broke a tooth on my, I think my face took the mirror out on the driver's side door.
Wow.
So they said so for people who listen, wear a helmet, because everyone who touched me said I would have been dead without it. 100%.
Really?
100%.
Yeah, so we had a weatherman down here who was riding his bike, and he fell and hit his head on a curb and died. And it was like, really?
Takes nothing.
I never wore a helmet. I mean, none of us did, of people of my age.
No.
We never had helmets.
No, my generation doesn't.
You know.
That was for the dorks. That was for the dorks to do. Yeah.
Well, and that morning, I put on a helmet.
He doesn't mean that anymore, people wear a helmet.
Wear a helmet. That morning I put on a helmet that didn't fit, scolded myself, switched helmets, put one on that fit, and then got hit by a car.
Yeah.
That's
well, I got a good Bears helmet. I'll just wear that when I go out. I'm not wearing one of those puffy foam things that looks like a salad bowl on your head. I'm going to wear a Bears helmet.
Come on. You can get them with, like, little dragon's tails now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I love those that have, like, the spikes on the top. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. So what Robbie, did you figure out what was running around and eating your peaches?
No, I haven't.
What?
It's crazy. So I put all the flour.
We know that the mice don't like flour.
Now, has something continued eating them?
Well, I had the one day that the whole basket of peaches was eaten. So then for 2 days in a row, I had flour out. So everybody's like, well, like you said, Rich, they don't like flour. But the thing is, they would have to go to the flour to know they don't like the flour. You know what I mean?
So
there should have been footprints around there.
But were there any new bites?
No.
Nothing.
So the flour created a dome of security over your fruit.
Right. So I took the flour away. I threw the peaches away. I even put out a new peach the second day, a new peach.
And that one got bitten, right?
No.
Oh, that one did not get bitten.
Third day, no flour, no peaches, tomato got bitten.
Nice.
So it sounds to me like the flour did keep the mice away.
But since then, I've had tomatoes.
I'm going to run. I just wanted to call and say thank you, Lisa.
Rich.
And you guys have, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. So enjoy. Have a good show.
Sorry.
All right, Rich. Have fun, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right,
thanks, Rich.
All right, bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
He's got a roll. He's off.
Bummer.
Off and running. Yeah, cool. Okay, so back to the peach story.
So I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, I think that conclusively shows that the mice didn't like. So a true experiment, you would have your normal, so you would have the peach with no flour sitting near the peach with the flour. And if the peach with no flour got eaten, then it probably says that you have smart mice who know not to bother with the floury one because they just don't even want to go over there.
But it's just so weird because that's the universal way to track, you know, what's eating your stuff is, I don't know what's making this humming, is by... You know, so you could see, because I figured, okay, even if they didn't eat the peaches, I was like, it's not going to eat it, I already ate it, whatever. But at least I could see, I put a lot of flour, you know, where it's coming from, you know, if it's coming from this
direction. Like I wanted to roll out some crust on that peach.
Exactly. Yes. And nothing. So then, of course, you know, 2 days later, a tomato.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
But it's not a consistent thing.
Well, and there's no droppings.
No. And you would think every day there would be, you know.
And it can't be fruit flies?
I think it was fruit.
Very large fruit.
Yeah, there's
lots of
big
that.
Chunks.
Yeah.
But it's funny because a client of mine had posted on the picture when I said there's no droppings. She said, remember, Robbie, there were no droppings at my house. And they had something which I'll talk about later in a Clutter Clarity segment. She had left her son's room the way it was when he went off to college, including what she didn't know at the time was a smelly gym bag.
Uh-huh.
So I went in there to straighten up, and the gym bag had turned into a nest, full on.
Really?
Full on. This is a while ago, and you probably don't remember this, Ron, but we called up freaking out, and Bill had to come and take care of it. Because it was one of those cartoon moments where I've never seen anybody freak out about a mouse and stand on a chair and go like this.
Yee!
Yeah, and it really happened. So she posted,
You were jumping on
No, the no. not me. She posted, don't you remember, Robbie, you know, what happened in my house? No signs of it. No dropping. She has two cats.
Wow.
And the cats did not disturb the nest.
Huh.
At all. But when I touched the bag, they just scattered everywhere. It was pretty nasty.
Oh, Robbie. So your favorite thing got infested, too, last week. My hockey bag.
Ew!
I left it all out to dry in the back, and I ended up getting spiders.
In the back of?
In my hockey bag.
But in your spiders? Car or outside, or where did you leave it?
In the actual bag.
Uh-huh.
I left the bag out to dry in the back of the shop, and then next thing I know.
Here?
Yes. So spiders ended up going in the bag, and I went to go put my skate on, and I looked down, and there's a giant spider in there.
One spider.
Ended up being three.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they were in there already. By the look of it, I'm going to say they were already there.
Nah, I'm
I'm surprised they survived in there. That's really the That's really what we should be talking about is how can a spider survive in your hockey bag?
Yeah, that's a whole different question.
Yeah.
It's resilient.
My brother is a goalie, and so I decided for Halloween that I was going to wear his hockey gear.
Uh-huh.
I packed it all up, took it to a party, had a costume for 5 minutes until I didn't try it on beforehand. Plus it was, I mean, my brother's your size and I'm not. That's rank. Rank.
I can't believe you even considered. Oh,
I had no idea.
There's a famous video now of Robbie getting my glove thrown at her and just going, blah!
Ugh. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's good. All right. So at least you've learned then, Lisa, that you don't do that.
No. Yeah. I don't go anywhere near it. Well, now I know why my mother said, so the reason I didn't know it smelled was because my mom forbid it from being in the house. Now I know why it wasn't allowed in the house.
Uh-huh. There you go.
She's pretty.
Uh-huh.
She's pretty. I can't find the Facebook Live thing so that I can put it on my Facebook.
The Facebook Live feed?
Yeah.
It should be up there. I hit it.
No, it's a user error on my part. I'm trying to promote it.
Got it. Yeah.
There we go.
Did you find it?
I found mine.
So you can go to Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook and then you just / Mighty House and you'll find us right there. And you can actually watch live if you want. And
turn that
see off, Lisa sitting in for Rich and then Robbie's here. So it's all good. We're rocking and rolling now. So
I must say
quickly,
good morning, George.
Hey, George.
Good morning, Wally. Good morning, Amar from Pakistan.
He's watching again?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Jeff. And if I missed anybody else, good morning.
Okay.
That's all right.
So one of the things we posted up on the Facebook this week was, is it time to clean out your garage? Get it ready to go, Robbie? Do you think? Should we be prepping the garage for winter?
Well, do it quick because I don't want to do it in the winter. So, yes.
Well, actually, you wouldn't mind doing my garage in the winter because it's heated.
Heated, yes.
So,
yes.
But if you're going to get out there, there's some tips. There was like 10 tips on things to do to clean out your garage and get it cleaned up and get it ready to go. So if you pull all the stuff out, and you actually, that was one of the things they said. Is that correct? You just pull it all out of the driveway, Robbie? Is that what you do? Like spread it all over the driveway?
It's like any other project. You pull it all out the closet. You pull everything out.
Yeah.
And then you put it all back in.
Oh, see, I thought the idea of pulling it all out was so your neighbors would come and pick it up off the curb.
Yeah. So
you pull everything out because how are you going to either wash it down or, you know, hose it down or brush it out?
I do it. I do it all in sections on my garage because it wouldn't all fit in my driveway. So I take out a section, clean it up, and then I put it back. And then I take out another section, get all the spiders out and put it back.
Yeah. No. Well, if you have that much stuff, or I would need to bring a crew with me to do that. But yeah.
Yeah. No, more than a crew.
You'd
have to do shifts, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen your garage.
That, and now you know why.
Never seen the inside of his house either. Yeah. I've seen the inside of your trucks.
Yeah, and?
Yeah.
See, there you go.
I don't know how guys do it.
That's the way it goes. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more right after this. You are listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House.
There
will
you go.
Return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
All right, you can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to all of our sponsors. Who do we got up there, Randall? Who's our sponsors we've got rolling up there today on the Facebook Live?
On the Facebook Live, you have...
Mister's Floor.
Mister's Floor.
Fast Signs of Lincolnwood.
Fast Signs of Lincolnwood. And First Northern still.
Okay, First Northern, okay.
And our friends at the Waterproofers.
Roofers and Waterproofers, yep. And then we've got a new one we've got to add now, Smart 265.
All right.
The Tin Knockers Union.
Woohoo!
So we'll be putting those up there then, too. So podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611, and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. He, like, jumped right on that. Mm-hmm. He beat you to the punch.
Yeah, I ask him to do other things. He doesn't jump on that.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. There you go, Randall.
I'm sorry, Robbie. I'm not the internet god.
So I am trying to find a post, but I've been without a computer for a while, and I can't find it. Somebody posted wrong audience. You guys put a picture up of something I can't remember, and somebody posted wrong audience, and I don't know what that means, and I'm trying to find it.
I don't know what it means either.
Okay.
And that's something I was going to talk to the boys from 265 about, and because I don't think that that's a good product to be putting in your home.
What was it?
It is a Wi-Fi connected vent. So the vent that you can drop it in the floor for your floor vents, mm-hmm. you know, for your heating and cooling. And it's got a damper in it that will open and close based on temperature. And then you can open and close it through Wi-Fi on an app on your phone.
Oh.
But.
Why?
Well, if a room's too hot, too cold, you could adjust the temperature in the rooms based on where you are. But the reality is, I think you're going to burn up your furnace or freeze it out, and it's going to freeze over and not work properly if you start choking it down like that, not letting the amount of airflow go across it that it needs. So there's a reason you need a certain amount of airflow going across that heater coil as it's heating up to be able to keep it cool so that it runs efficiently. Uh-huh. If you don't have enough air going across it, it's going to overheat and shut down. Same thing happens in air conditioning. If there's not enough air blowing through there to warm those coils up, they frost up, they freeze up, and then you got a block of ice and it doesn't work again. So if you restrict that airflow too much, it's not going to work. And that's what I was going to talk about with the
tip of the day.
No, Smart 265. They're coming in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, great.
So we'll talk to them and see. But that's what I was doing. And I don't know what that means, not the right audience. Okay. I have no clue because I also sent him a personal message saying, what are you talking about? I think it is the right audience. You don't want to restrict the airflow through your furnace.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Yeah. Odd.
Yeah,
odd
I didn't see that one.
So, okay.
All right.
So what is your tip of the week?
Oh, we're not at the segment though.
No, but I want a teaser.
You want a teaser?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my tip of the week is right there in that box. I brought show and tell. That's why I drove the truck today.
I'm glad you drove the truck because I have stuff for you.
Ugh.
I'd have stuff for Randall, but he's had a little bit of an attitude today.
Really?
You think?
He's not listening.
No, he doesn't pay attention to her.
No, he doesn't.
See?
You know who pays attention to me? Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. Yeah, fresh meat does pay attention to you.
He's
all
waving.
The time.
I like fresh meat.
Yeah.
But, you know, Randall, who says he'll eat anything expired, bring expired stuff in, but not today, not for Randall.
Uh-huh. See, there you go.
Fresh meat, do you eat expired food?
No. Really?
Okay, so what if it says best?
Expiration date.
What if it's not an expiration date? What if it says best buy?
I still obey that, roughly.
No. Do you?
Roughly.
No.
No.
Okay, what if it's a package of M&Ms?
Package of M&Ms?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not more than like a couple months, then I guess so.
What's going to happen to them?
But I can tell the difference. I can tell when it's expired. They don't taste, they taste so sweet.
Well, it tastes a little stale, but okay, so.
Oh, that's a challenge if I've ever heard
one. Now, the climate fighter in me, you know, so one of the biggest causes of climate change is food waste. And we as Americans have got to get over this whole phobia of expiration dates and Best Buy dates because they are ridiculous.
Okay, do we have an hour or three to talk about this?
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you lots of questions. I'm going to interrupt a lot, and I'm going to make you go back.
Great.
What does food waste have to do with climate change?
Well, so as that food deteriorates in a landfill, the emissions from it are adding carbon molecules to the atmosphere, which are warming the planet. So there's methane, there's carbon, there's all kinds of waste gases that are coming off of food waste that are one of the top three contributors to climate change right now. And we as Americans are globally the worst perpetrators of just throwing stuff away.
Okay.
There are grocery stores across Europe that are... Okay, stop.
If you would like to join in this conversation, 877-711-5611. Lisa is very excited about her
passion. My
passions. So we're just going to have to do like this.
All right.
Okay. When we need to say, okay. So back to three things. So it's not every kind of waste. It's just food waste.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. So, waste in general is bad, but food waste in particular is contributing to.
Excessive landscape waste.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's.
So, any kind of organic materials that are being thrown away excessively breaks down in the atmosphere. And there's runoff, there's wasteful runoff from that. And then, I mean, just look at the problem. I mean, CAFOs are a whole different problem that we've got in North Carolina right now with the pig farms.
Yeah.
But what about
soiling?
If people are taking landscaping waste and they're using it for
compost, mm-hmm.
that's still breaking out and emitting gases, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad?
Well,
or good because we're using it?
Well, it would be great if we had less lawns and then we didn't have that type of waste. If we put native plants into our yards or we were growing food in our yards, that'd be a whole different thing. But my point is...
It's just grow food and there's more to waste then.
Right. We throw away more food than needs to be thrown away. If it's bad, then it's bad. But we should, first of all, eat it before it goes bad. The whole ugly food movement... is also another thing. We think that all tomatoes are round unless people are growing them in their own yard. But when people go to the grocery store, if a gourd doesn't look perfectly round and shaped just exactly how you want it, then people bypass it. And so grocery stores don't even accept them into the bins because they're not perfectly shaped. An apple that's, you know, if you go apple picking, you know that not all apples are perfectly round. Sometimes they've got like kind of a bump on them. But that would never end up in a grocery store. That would end up in a landfill.
And oranges in Florida aren't orange. Yeah, that's the biggest freaky thing.
Why? What color are they?
They could be anything, but they all have like...
So they spray them yellow or orange?
I don't know what the heck they do to them, but they're not that bright orange color that you see. I mean, the ones that we pick off the tree almost have like a brownish... coating, almost like it kind of looks like a mold on there. Yeah. And I'm like, what is, you know, when I was little, what is that? That's an orange. They're not orange. They're pale, you know, they're not bright, perfect oranges. You'd look at a bag of them and say, those are rotten. Those are moldy or something like that. They don't look like oranges.
Huh.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
No, that's
I want to again go back because you say things really fast. I'm very I'm really interested in this, but I don't want to go over things.
Yep.
So you said there are three kinds of things.
Oh, well,
that
there's
cause,
many contributors,
but you said like three main. Things.
I said that food waste is in the top three. So
okay, what are the others?
So energy, which is one of the reasons why I'm in solar, is because dirty energy is the number one contributor
to
climate change.
Okay,
and that's just tailpipe emission, coal plant emission, all of those emissions coming off of our uses of energy, which is one of the reasons why it's so vitally important that we shift from the fossil fuel insanity that we do today and moving into clean energy, as well as energy efficiency. You know, the best electron that you can save is the one you didn't use in the first place. That's going to be the cleanest electron, the one you never used. And so energy efficiency is one of the most important things that people can do in their home. The second is cleaning up their energy supply. So either getting solar, using an electric vehicle, anything that's going to get you away from an electric car, riding your bicycle, walking.
You can't ride a bike. You might lose weight. Or you might get hit by a car.
So un-American. Yeah, you could be hit by a car. Always wear a helmet.
Okay.
So is climate change going to affect me, or is it going to affect my grandchildren because I don't have children?
It's already affecting you.
Devil's advocate here. Sorry. Peace out to you too, fresh meat.
It's already affecting you.
Okay, how?
So the size of the storm that we just experienced with Florence.
Yes.
That storm is unprecedented. One of the reasons why is because when you have a warmer atmosphere, you have that much more energy that can go into the strength of a storm.
Moisture gets in.
A warmer climate holds more moisture. That's why when you take the shower and you close the door, all that moisture accumulates in the bathroom. It's because a warmer climate holds more moisture. The same is true for the planet. So as we increase the temperature, not only of the air, but also more importantly of the oceans themselves, it picks up all of that kinetic energy. That is actual energy, and it creates bigger storms. So then we have this tremendous flooding that we're seeing all along the eastern seaboard. And then all of that extra moisture ends up causing erosion and other issues that all compound each other.
Like you were talking about with the hog farms and the chicken farms.
Exactly. On the way in, the teaser for the news on the way in before the show started today was about the coal ash farms. The piles and piles of coal ash that are on the shores of North Carolina that are about to collapse. They're bringing in rafts and all kinds of things they can think of to try to keep these from collapsing. That's mercury. Those are heavy metals. The amount of toxins that are in that. And so if that spills, when the storm waters leave, all of that residue is going to be in your yard. It's going to be on your house. It's going to be
in your rivers, in the oceans.
Yeah, it's going to be on your food, on your garden. It's going to be on everything. So we have to think smarter about
how we're
doing things.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the tip of the week next.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
So I see you found your parting gift.
Is this my parting gift?
Yeah.
Is that your wingspan?
That is, apparently. It's got the little on-center mark.
She found the bubbler.
Yes, it is.
That's the Mighty House bubbler that we give away.
I'm not very level.
No? You're not on the level?
I'm not on the level.
It's actually a tape measure. It's a level, or as Robbie would call it, a bubbler.
A little post-it note.
And then a notepad, and then there's a pen in there, too.
I know. It's awesome.
I know.
I don't want to take away from Ron's time, though.
It's adorbs, okay. As the kids say. It's adorbs.
Yes.
It's what?
Adorbs.
That is extremely irritating. That's like people saying, I'm going to go with. Can you finish the sentence, please?
Yeah. That's a
so
Chicago
if you pushed
thing.
A little.
They're going to go
with?
With,
yeah.
Oh. What's that?
Push the, see, look at that. Retracts.
I thought it was just sticky.
It is sticky. Until you push the button. Yeah, it is sticky on purpose.
What's with?
So, do you want to go with?
People say that. You haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, come on.
We're stealing his time. You've never heard that?
I know you have.
Do you want to go with? I'm going to go to the store you want to go with.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I didn't hear that until I moved to Chicago.
It's a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, I thought you were saying whiff. W-I-F.
No.
I'm like, I don't know what whiff means. Okay, go whiff.
Whiff is when you don't hit the baseball.
What's the tip of the day?
Yeah. Yes.
So
we're ready for you.
You're right into the tip of the week, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give Rich this much time. We talk for another 20 minutes before he has to go.
Well, there's no guarantee that there's not going to be 20 interruptions.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. All right.
In fact, I think there is a guarantee that there will be 20 interruptions.
All right. Well, then let's get it started. Are you ready, Randall? Are we rolling?
50 seconds.
Yeah, he's going to roll. It is the Your Name Here tip of the week, and we can at least start with that. So maybe we can make that Albright Solar's tip of the week.
Could we? Yeah.
Can we do that? Although it is fun to say Your Name Here tip of the week. So
is it
A-L-L and then capital B-R-I-G-H-T.
It is a capital, yes.
Okay, so it's two words.
Two words.
Albright.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. And if you're checking us out here, you can, or you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you subscribe because you never know when Randall sends me the files and we get them posted. So we kind of do that randomly. So you want to join up and subscribe to the page so that that way you find out when we post something new. Which reminds me, Randall, did you send me the old ones from last week? See? Okay, he did.
We do it randomly.
Oh! No!
You're good at that. Yeah. You're really good.
That was a good one, Robbie. All right, so today, the tip of the week is going to be on cutting the cord. Are you ready to cut the cord? Mm. Get rid of the cable. Get rid of that satellite dish.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I called that a long time ago, though.
Huh?
Well, I'm Amish, so.
Oh, well, that's different.
I mean, you
never had a cord then.
I did once, and then yeah. I was like, this is a ridiculous amount of money to not watch.
Okay, so that's where I was. Okay, so I had Comcast, and I was paying $2.25 a month.
Yeah.
For cable, and then I called and said, you know what, I don't want to watch all these movie channels. Can I reduce that? And they said, well, it'll only take about $10 off. And I said, okay, well, can I, you've got me on this triple play thing. Can I get rid of the phone? Because I don't even have the phone.
Right.
But I've got the triple play on there because that's what you say is going to save you money. They go, well, if you take the phone off, it's actually going to be more.
That's absurd.
So I said, okay, what can I do to reduce my bill? And she goes, well, you know, right now you're really at a good price. $225 is good a month. I said, yeah, but I don't want to pay $225 a month anymore. And she goes, well, that's really the best package we can provide you. And I said, okay, fine. So I had a lot of anxiety about cutting the cord. I mean, I like my DVR. I like all that stuff, you know? And I like being able to just watch whatever I wanted to watch when I wanted to. So I did some research and kind of slowly figured out how can I still tape all the shows I want to watch.
Right.
And sometimes you've got shows on that are on the same time on different channels. So you can't just have one DVR. You actually need one that can record up to, you know, however many things. So I found out how to do that. And then I actually what I ended up having to do was I called Comcast and I told them I was moving because they wouldn't let me turn it off. They kept saying, okay, well, what can we do for you?
Oh my gosh.
I called them back and I said, I'm just moving. They said, where are you moving to? Because they wanted to know that I could just transfer. We can transfer your service to the new place. So I know that my sister can't get it in Ohio. So I used her address. I said, I'm moving there. And they said, oh, okay. We don't provide service there. So that way I was able to get out of it. So they shut that off. That was really scary. So then I spent a weekend. What I did was I had purchased an HD antenna, which is what this is.
Okay.
So I don't know. Hold that up there. Can you hold that up over your head there, Lisa, so that it's on the camera?
Where's the camera?
There's one right over your head there.
Where?
Flip it around.
Oh, there.
So, and that was $35. So for $35, I got a really nice HD antenna. It has a you can rotate it, so it rotates and stuff. It goes left, right, so you can tune it in really well. And once I got that up, I connected that into the existing cable lines that were in my house. I had to go around the house and flip all the splitters. So what was an in was now an out because I came down from the attic versus up from the basement.
So you had to climb on your roof and do this?
Yeah, I just put it in the attic. I didn't even go outside.
Oh, okay.
I just put it up in the attic and then ran a cable line down, tied it into an existing cable line I did. And like I said, I had to go through and convert all of the splitters.
Innies to outies.
Correct. See, I did all that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went around. All the TVs worked. It was great. So now I've got, I don't know, 30 or 40 channels. You know, you've got all the HD stuff. You got all the HD channels. All the regular 257, 9, 32, but there's a bunch of other stations in there because there's 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, 7.2, 7.3. So there's a lot of other channels that are on there that you don't get on your cable box because it's only over the air. So,
and you got all that with an antenna that you don't have to pay for monthly.
Correct. And this was 150-mile range. So if you live out a little bit further, you can get them so that it'll pick up a little bit further. But I can spin this around and then pick up Milwaukee stations. Right now I have it at my house pointed at Chicago. So I'm picking up all the Chicago stations. But if I flip it around and point it towards Milwaukee, I pick up Milwaukee stations.
Wow.
So it's really pretty cool.
Wow, my mom needs this.
So, and that's $39, or sorry, $35, $36 total, and I'm done. I don't have, there's no monthly bill with that. It's done. So then.
That's $2,579. It's, so the basic networks.
Yes.
ABC, CBS, NBC.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So,
if you're a sports junkie and you're watching, you know, ESPN 5, 6, and 7 or whatever the ESPN right. channels are, you're not going to get all of that.
You don't get the ESPN. You don't get any of the cable stuff. But Monday Night Football was on.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I watched.
Sorry, Mom.
I watched
so
that.
It's not going to work for my mom. If it's an obscure sport, my mom's watching it.
So,
but there's more.
There is more.
There's more. All right.
More.
Let's
so
more.
There's more that we did. So now how can I tape all my Chicago Fire and all that kind of stuff, you know, that we want to watch. So then I found this product. Hold that up there. This is called Tablo. And this will record up to four stations at the same time. So I now run my HD antenna that's in the attic into the Tablo. And then I've got it connected. So it will record up to four stations at the same time. And then the last piece of that Tablo is a 1 terabyte hard drive.
Oh.
So that way, that's where it all stores. So that 1 terabyte was $62. I didn't need to, you could use a smaller hard drive than that. I just got a 1 terabyte. So that's $62 one time.
You actually bought a 2 terabyte.
Is it a 2? Okay. Yeah, and then the Tablo is $200. So these are all one-time fees.
Yeah, so for what you were paying monthly, you paid once, and you're out.
Yes. Yes. And next week, we'll talk about the rest.
No, I want to know more today.
You can't. That's it. Next week. Tune
in
next week.
You're not telling me. Ugh. Turn.